Very few people originally got control of our education system in this land. One of the things that was imperative for them to push through their programs was evolutionism.
Most people do not believe that evolution happened. The fact that most scientists do, or practically all scientists do, is in a sense neither here nor there, because in fact we would like the ideas to get across to our students.
The thing that the average Christian in America has never realized is that his tax dollars pay the school teacher's salary, they pay for the textbooks, and yet most parents still will not say one word about anything that happens in that classroom that disturbs them. For parents to allow a godless indoctrination in evolutionism is just unthinkable.
Thousands of children are bused daily to our museums as part of school-sponsored field trips, where they're given crash courses in evolution. And just like in the Soviet Union, this religion of atheism is presented as fact, with no alternate viewpoints allowed to be expressed.
Attorney Wendell Byrd argued the case for balanced treatment of creation science and evolution before the U.S. Supreme Court. He is author of the book, The Origin of Species Revisited.
To me, the basic issue is academic freedom, because no one's trying to exclude evolution from public schools while teaching a theory of creation. Instead, the evolutionists are trying to exclude alternatives, while, in general, defending the exclusive teaching of evolution.
Well, I think creationism should be taught in schools simply because all good ideas should be taught in schools. I think we shouldn't be afraid of ideas, whether we oppose them or whether we're for them. I think we should expose everyone to both sides of the issue.
The American public believes that the theory of evolution ought to be taught along with the scientific theory of creation. According to an AP NBC News nationwide poll, lawyers nationwide, more than 2-1, agree that it is constitutional to teach the theory of creation along with the theory of evolution. And lawyers better than 2-1 believe that both should be taught in public schools.
Yes, creation should be taught in schools. Equal time should be given to evolution and creation.
42.3% of biology teachers believe in teaching a theory of creation along with the theory of evolution. And the same is true of school board members, two-thirds, according to a poll by the American School Board Journal. The fact is that contrary to all of the smoke, the great majority of the American public feels that it is unfair to teach just the theory of evolution.
No more than 6% have ever wanted only evolutionism taught, but there is such total domination and control in the scientific community that we still are placating the 6% of the people in this land who believe there is no God and believe that the universe created itself.
Should other concepts of how life got started be taught in the public schools? I don't think creationism should, because creationism is a thinly disguised religious doctrine which has got no place in the separation of church and state.
The main issue that is always raised in opposition to teaching all the scientific evidence on the subject of origins is that it violates separation of church and state to teach evidence that doesn't happen to support evolution.
People should simply be able to hear the truth. A fact is a fact. You don't throw it out just because it happens to agree with the Bible. That doesn't make it religious.
The Louisiana legislature in 1981 passed a law for, quote, balanced treatment of creation science and evolution. The law also defined what evolution is, quote, scientific evidence supporting evolution. It defined what creation science is, quote, scientific evidence supporting creation.
Immediately, aggressive litigation was put into action by a powerful organization which is firmly directed against traditional Judeo-Christian principles. The influential ACLU, or American Civil Liberties Union, equipped with over 500 active attorneys, invested huge amounts of money and successfully protested the law.
One of the biggest problems you have with the ACLU is that they're so well-funded. They get millions and millions of dollars from large foundations and from wealthy people all across America. That's what they did to us. They tied us up in court in Louisiana.
We filed a slim brief of 630 pages with 2,000 footnotes, arguing that creation science is constitutional to teach, scientific in content, and as non-religious as evolution. The U.S. District Court judge entered a summary judgment against us nonetheless, saying that creation science involves the concept of creation, which implies a creator, which is inherently religious.
The ACLU was able to convince the Supreme Court that creation science was basically religious. The court violated the Constitution by redefining the First Amendment author's intention, which is against favoring any one religion above another. In their decision, the Supreme Court favored naturalistic evolution, a belief of religious humanists. Despite overwhelming scientific evidence supporting creation science, the court ruled that creationism should not be given mandatory status in public schools, but could be taught alongside evolution at the teacher's discretion. Irresponsible and slanted journalism labeled the case as religion versus science.